Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. It's Friday, and so today's the day we take some time to reflect and pray about the topic we've been exploring this week. And this week we've been exploring a challenging topic, and so it's especially important that we do this. We've been looking at Jesus' examples of how he fulfills the law. So we've seen already how that might apply to our lives in terms of anger, but now this week we've turned to the topics of lust and adultery and divorce. And so these are our challenging topics to deal with. They're hot button issues in our culture, and they can be hurtful and difficult and complex in real lives. So we don't want to ever ignore that fact or ever think we can just deal with these questions and issues ourselves, but rather we want to turn to God in this time of prayer to make sure we're approaching these issues with all humility. We talked this week about how Jesus skirted around some of the hot-button issues of his day, questions about divorce and whether people had the right paperwork, or questions about what constituted adultery or what constituted a broken marriage, like burning the toast or something ridiculous like that. And Jesus kind of ducked around all those issues to remind people of what was most important. As he was asked about divorce, he wanted to talk about marriage. As he was asked about adultery, he wanted to talk about the source of adultery, lust, and instead about training our eyes and hands to avoid any adultery or any even thought of it. This is a challenging thing to do in our lives. It doesn't happen overnight, but it takes time and training, and it takes the help of God's Holy Spirit working within us. So I think we'll take today to pray for God's Holy Spirit. I invite you, wherever you are, to take some time to pray. If you're able to, close your eyes, but if you're driving, please don't. Just take some time to talk to God. You can use the words that I'm using here, or you can also spend some time in silent prayer yourself. Let's pray. God, we thank you for the opportunity to follow you. Even when it's challenging, even when it means going against the prevailing culture, when it comes to things like sexuality, it's especially hard. And so, God, we pray that you would give us the strength and courage to open our lives and hearts up to your transformation, that we could trust you, that you'll transform us into what is right and good, rather than just what feels right and good to us. God, we pray for your Holy Spirit to do this, to come and enter and transform our lives, that we might begin to have hearts that love others as you love them, that sees others not as sex objects, but rather as beloved creations. That we begin to see new beginnings when others only see tragic endings. We pray that you would help us to see life differently, to live life differently. We pray that you would give us the strength to reach out and get whatever help we need, whether it looks like our marriage course, or whether it looks like some more detailed counseling or help from an organization. We pray that you'd give us the courage to reach out and get help when we need it. Or we pray that you'd prepare us for next week, after a time of rest and community. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, that's it for this week's topic. Thanks for joining us. Have a day of rest and a day of community this weekend, and I'll see you on Monday.